Hello, friends. Jim Nance of CBS Sports, and you're listening to The Shag Bag Show with my great friend David Marzetti.
I can still do it. Watch out. Okay, let's get our first guest on the show today. It's Dr. Anthony Shaheen, Monterey urologist, with us this morning. Got any good jokes for us? No?
No, can't keep up with Kevin. But no Valentine's.
There's probably some urologist jokes out there.
I can't tell them on the line. Yeah, I've heard them all. Seen them. Yeah.
What's happening? How you doing?
Hey, good. Everything's good. I wanted to talk about COVID and prostate cancer screenings and treatments, alternative treatments for prostate cancer. You know, with COVID, people have delayed their prostate cancer screenings with all cancers. And so now there's a flurry of new prostate cancer. A lot of it's more advanced and more aggressive cancer. And because of that, people are having more aggressive treatments. Men are always afraid of being diagnosed with prostate cancer because they know it's over for them if they get diagnosed. They have traditional radical surgery or radiation. There's high risk of impotence or incontinence. But the only way to tell if you have prostate cancer is get a PSA test, a simple blood test every year, and a prostate exam. If it's early cancer, there's alternatives to traditional surgery and radiation. And one of them I'm happy to announce is we have in our area is called HIFU, high-intensity focused ultrasound of the prostate. It focuses ultrasound waves and heats up the cancerous tissues and destroys that area with sparing the normal surrounding tissue. So much less side effects of incontinence and impotence. So it's relatively easy, an outpatient procedure. People get back to normal pretty quickly.
And there really aren't early warning signals that a person can pick up themselves, right?
No, when prostate cancer is early, there's no symptoms. And that's the scary part for men, because they say, oh, you need to have a biopsy. They say, well, I feel fine. I have no urinary issue.
Right.
And that's when they're really scared, like, I don't need to have it done.
Right.
Most guys have their head in the sand. They don't want to be diagnosed with prostate cancer because they know what the alternatives is. But if it's early prostate cancer, there's a nice option to traditional radical prostatectomy and radiation. It's safe, it's easy, low risk of impotence and incontinence.
And at what age and how often should it be tested for that?
That's a good question. So all men should be screened starting at age 50 with a PSA test and a prostate exam. As long as the PSA is low or goes up slowly, and the exam is normal, we're pretty sure you don't have prostate cancer. But if you have a family history of prostate cancer or you're African American, you need to start at about age 40 with the annual exam and screening.
And I think I read sometime that eventually all men will end up with it.
It's true. All men eventually will die of something. About a third of autopsy studies show prostate cancer, small focus of cancer. And nowadays we're diagnosing a lot of early prostate cancer. And about 50% of those patients require no treatment, but the other 50% eventually will need to do something at some point here. Many times it's either HIFU or you're going to have to come in every so often to have biopsies and MRIs. So if it's an early prostate cancer, most men are opting to have this new treatment. It's called HIFU to take care of it and be done with it.
Wow. And what does that exactly do?
It actually sends ultrasound energy. Think of a magnifying glass, and that energy is focused to pinpoint areas of the prostate, and it heats up the cancerous tissue. When it heats it up, it's very accurate, and it destroys just the small areas of cancer. So you don't treat the whole prostate. You just treat the little areas that have cancer in the prostate.
Amazing. Is there any medicines available for it as well?
There are medications for prostate cancer, but there's pretty much hormone blockade medicine, so it's almost like chemical castration. So it's not a good thing for most guys. They have mood swings and hot flashes and all kinds of side effects, so that's not really a good option.
More mood swings than normal?
More mood. It's called male menopause.
So I had the screening done, like we all did, you know, when I was, in the 50s, right? And then they said that nothing's there. You know, they had to say everything's cool, everything's groovy. In fact, we probably don't need to see you for 10 years. And so now that's getting closer. But I will tell you, then you were saying, you know, men don't like to do these things. I will tell you, I'm not looking forward to it just because of the prep, you know, and all that stuff and everything you got to go through with that. You know?
They've changed the preps now. Instead of drinking this big gallon of liquid, you can drink a quart or something like that. So it's a little easier on you. But the hardest thing for me and probably for you guys is just fasting for the day. You know, how much Jell-O and broth can you eat all day?
Exactly. So tell us about your practice and sort of give us a little history about what you know what you do and how you.
I've been in the community. Well, actually, I grew up in this area since 1970. So
yeah.
I came back to practice in 1994. I'm here in solo practice. I'm pretty much a dinosaur. Not many people are in solo practice anymore. Everyone's merged to big groups, and I deal with all aspects of urology, kidney stones, enlarged prostate, men that have difficulty with urination, urinary tract infections, incontinence, all kinds of treatment options for men. The nice thing about urology, there's lots of minimally invasive alternative treatments. It used to be with kidney stones, you either suffer, you'd have to have a big operation to take care of it.
Right.
Now you can do a shockwave treatment. You come in, you lay on a table, it sends shockwaves into your body to pulverate the stone, and you pass little pieces, and you get back to normal pretty quickly. Short of other invasive procedures where they got to go up you and laser the stones and put up little tubes and stents in you. So those are nice options. And just like this HIFU treatment, it used to be you had to go out of the country or go to Northern and Southern California. Now it's available here. This last year I've been doing them locally, and patients are really happy with it. It's easy. It's safe. You get back to normal within the next day or so, and there's no risk of impotence or incontinence or very rare chance of having any side effects from it. But it has to be early, so that's what I'm encouraging all the guys. Get in, get screened for your Valentine's present. Your wife should tell you to get in and get checked.
So, ever been to the Whaling Station?
Many times. I'm a good friend of John. You know what? That was actually there last Friday night with my brother, Phil.
So, what do you have? Tell them, what's your go-to thing?
I like the steaks, New York steak.
Yeah?
Bone-in New York is my favorite. Caesar
Kansas
at the table
City,
size.
Yeah.
I know John and Paul.
Yeah.
Alfredo.
Yeah.
Alfredo's a great guy. Turbo.
Guy
at the bar. I know all the guys.
It's a great cast of characters.
Yeah. Good group of guys. I used to know Bill that used to work there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's great.
So how often do you go there?
Probably every month or two. I go to Whaling Station.
Yeah.
I used to know John very well. John Pisto, a good friend of John. Good friend of John's. Go there. Go to his house all the time. It's great.
Yeah, I told Paul last night, because I know he takes care of you a lot, we're going to be meeting you today, and he chased me all the way across the restaurant and stopped me and goes, his name's Tony.
Yeah.
I don't know why he thought I needed to know that, but he wanted to make sure I knew that.
And then John was, excuse me, into golfing.
Oh, yeah.
He had me out here golfing. I just took up the game about 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
I'm the novice, but John's always calling me. We're going out Monday. We're going to go to Old Del Monte or whatever, trying to get me out. So he's a great guy. He's kind of motivated me to play more golf. So that's great.
He's a fanatic, and he's been at the restaurant since it opened, which is really amazing. And he loves to tell people that it's his first or second night, and people believe him. It's so funny.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah. He's a real character.
No, he's a great guy. John and Paul and Fredo, all
yeah.
the guys.
Yeah.
That's a good place. So if people need more information on this, they want to check it out, what do they do? Go online? Go to your website?
I have a website, MontereyUrologyCenter.com, or you can call my office, 373-3600. They want to come in, get a second opinion about their prostate cancer, or they have some urinary issues. More than happy to see them. I've been in this area almost 30 years, so I know everyone, all the referring doctors. It's a great community, small community to practice. That's the best part about being a Monterey. Once you do a good job and you know everyone, they all take good care of you. You take good care of them. They're all friends.
Absolutely. All right, Dr. Shaheen, we appreciate you very much. Dr. Anthony Tony Shaheen, and he is Monterey's urologist. We'll just call him that.